Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
11 past 8 now, and there's a new season at the Mumford Theatre and a new person putting it together, Charlotte Abrahamson, who is here this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. What's your background then?
So my background actually mostly is in design work. So I kind of come from a design background doing theatre, mostly through costume, a bit of set as well. And then I came to the Mumford about 6 months ago as the new theatre manager there.
And you've taken over because the previous incumbent was there for a good while, wasn't he?
He certainly was, and I think he's sorely missed by a lot of people. So
yeah.
I feel like stepping in those shoes was a big one for me.
It's a tricky one, isn't it? Because the Mumford Theatre has been pretty successful in what it's done. Yet at the same time, you don't want to stand still, and you kind of got to point it in a slightly different direction from time to time.
Very true, and I hope that's what we're doing at the Mumford at the moment, and I feel like we're slowly getting there with it.
Yeah, and it's not just for students either, is it? I think that's the thing which we probably have to get over, because you go in, you see the Anglia Ruskin University on the outside, and I wouldn't say hidden at the back, because that's wrong, because the moment you get in the door, there is signage pointing you in the direction of where it is. But it right at the back, it's a very, very nice, very nice theatre space.
Yeah, we like to think so as well. We like to call it the heart of Anglia Ruskin University, just because it's like you say, it's quite far back in the uni, but it is there, and we are a nice beating heart for it, I like to think. I mean,
definitely.
I'm biased, but...
I mean, it is fantastic. When I was there a couple of weeks ago, I went to see Nina West, the amazing drag race queen, and all the others who were there that evening. So there's a real sort of... there's a lot of what it has done, the events that happened there. But what kind of twist, what kind of things are you pulling in?
So over the last month or so, we've kind of given it a bit of a facelift and we've changed over a lot of things. So we've got a new website and we've got a new logo that's just come out as well. And with that, we wanted to create more of a diverse, inclusive environment within the Mumford Theatre through student-based shows and community shows, as well as professional touring shows coming in as well. So that's kind of very much what we want to be doing at the Mumford, and bringing in more diverse, inclusive performances, for example, things like Drag Race. And we've got a comedy night coming up as well with Charlie Baker, so that's really exciting. So we've got lots going on, both student-based and professional shows as well.
How heavily are the students involved with things, and percentage-wise? It's not like the ADC, for example, where it's predominantly, not exclusively, but you've got many student productions there. It's a little bit different organisation here.
Yeah, it is. We do have a lot of student shows in there. For example, all of our performing arts students perform all of their big musicals in the theatre, as well as our drama students doing all of their big shows as well, all across 3 years. But we do have a large percentage of it is professional touring shows as well. So we've got things like Little Darling coming in February. We are in February, of course. It feels like January still.
It definitely feels like January.
So we have them, which is a beautiful piece of theatre premiering with us from Full House Theatre Company about sort of magical memories of Peter Pan and Michael Darling growing up, and he's now 40 and it's all about his life there. We've got Mama G's Storytime, which is a pantomime dame who's come in to talk about how it's all about inclusivity and everyone, stories about love, love who you want, be who you want, which I think is what we kind of want the Mumford to be about as well. And Disappearing Act as well, which is a show based around a magician's assistant who wants to have her own show. And it's quite a dark, fun thing all about women and their stories and how it is for women in the performing world as well. So
I was about to say Debbie McGee Goes Rogue.
Absolutely.
Seems a bit more deeper than that.
So we've got a real diverse range of performances coming in from professional shows as well, but a lot of our shows, especially sort of March, April time, are mostly taken up with the students, which is great because I feel like it's good that they get to have a big chance at performing alongside some of these big stars like Nina West and hopefully some lovely other drag queens coming in soon. But they also, all of our students are our front of house team at the theatre as well. So they get paid opportunity to work in the theatre backstage.
That's
as well.
Interesting. So they get the experience on all sides.
Do they
sort of go after your old job, if you like, of the design work as well?
Some of them are. So some of them get a chance within the courses to take part and do design as part of it. So they can do lighting, sound, costume, makeup, hair. And we're really lucky because our technician's really supportive of that as well. So he'll get involved and help students out, and he'll pay them to come along and do extra rigs and focus and get-ins as well. So it's great that they get an opportunity to be a part of the theatre as a whole, not just on the stage.
Because we normally just think of it as the performing side of it, but of course there are people, well, they might be working a desk like the one I'm, well, probably newer than the one I'm sitting at right now, but they might be working a desk in terms of the sound or doing the lighting as well.
I think that's incredibly important for the students to actually get involved and for them to network as well and meet people that are in the industry and speak to them and find out from a front of house point of view what it's like for the rest of the team rather than just being on the stage.
Mm. Now, I figure it's a couple of weeks from half term, and so there may be a few parents listening. Apparently children don't listen to the radio anymore unless it's a smart speaker. But the parents are still listening, according to the figures. So presumably they'll be looking at ways to keep children entertained.
Oh, we've certainly got lots going on at the Mumford over half term. Those three shows I mentioned earlier, so Little Darling, Disappearing Act and Mama G's Storytime Roadshow, they're three really good shows, especially Little Darling and Mama G, which are for sort of age 3-4.
Right.
So it's great for if you've got little ones that are also ones that are a little bit older, so it's perfect.
That's really the tricky when you get two, potentially three, which are a few years apart, keeping them all entertained at the same show.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I can promise you that Little Darling, especially with Full House, will be your perfect one for that. I mean, the company are phenomenal.
Makes a note for nephew and niece.
You should, yeah, for sure. They're absolutely brilliant. They're really captivating performers that work with Full House, and I've got a lot of love for them. I think they're great. So I'm very pleased that they're going to be at the Mumford again. They haven't been there for a while, so it's going to be good.
You're keeping the lunchtime concerts on, because that's quite a feature, isn't it, of the Mumford for several years.
So a lot of people don't know that it's changed from Friday to Wednesday. So it was Friday for quite a long time, and now it's Wednesday, and they're free, completely free. Come along, you don't need a ticket. It's 1:10 every Wednesday at the Mumford. So if you're around, we always want to see new faces. It's great.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. So is the Mumford, do you have to sort of like look at the term time lecture timetables and kind of go, oh, we can't put a concert on a Wednesday afternoon actually, because there's sociology, you know, a lecture for 2 hours going on the students?
We're quite lucky because most of our lectures are actually taken up by the students themselves. So myself and the artistic director will work together, and we'll actually program in, making sure that the lunchtime concert will always go in there. So if there is for any reason some clash, we're lucky that we've got other places like the recital hall in ARU that we could, that's also another big space that we can go, oh, we need to move it into there. But actually, again, we're good pals with the music department, so we can work really closely together and try and make sure that what's best for the students and for the concerts combined really works well. So we're quite lucky with that.
Mm-hmm, I see. Brilliant multi-use of one space. I love that.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Do pop back at the start of sort of every season if you can.
Let us
know what's
and
ahead.
And send any sneaky tips about returning drag races.
I certainly
Queens
will.
This way, please.
Oh, yes, Lucy, I promise I will. And check out the website as well, which you'll be able to see what's coming as
and
well.
And that is, do you want to just give that a quick plug?
That's mumfordtheatre.co.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Charlotte Abrahamson. Thank you very much. It's 19 after 8.
Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105 Radio.